Okay, so the question happened, they have to go, it's not calendar years, it's full years. So now we go one by one. Shana will be kochim min nolon, Omar Vachba Yankiv, Omar Kro, Kevitz ben Shnosoi, Shnoso Shaloi, Voloshona Shalminyan Oilam. Meaning, Kevitz ben Shnos has to be a year old. So I say it's born in Nisan, I'll say on Ev Rosh Hashanah, that's the end of the year. No, it's his year. You need the calendar year from his date of birth. Shana Murubi Bote Orichoima, you get a year to buy back. Minolan Omakro, Atoim Shnas Mim Koroi, Mim Koro Shaloi, Velosh Shnas Shalminyan Oilam. Shte Shonim Sheba Soda Achuza, when you sell a Soda Achuza, you have to leave it by the guy for 2 years. Again, it's not two calendar years. Minolan Omakro, the Mispash Netfuas Yim Koloch. Koamim Shatu Moiche, Shloisha Tuas Beshte Shonim, Rashinon Shne means two, and Tfuas, you get one more Tfuas. So now to get three crops, to get three crops in 2 years, you can't go with calendar years. You sell it to the guy in this in the summertime. You're going to get that crop. And if the next year is just Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you get one more crop. Shankin, if you sell it towards the end of the season, say in Elul, and you didn't cut it yet, he'll get that crop, and then he'll get two more by going the 2 full years. The truth is, Tosfos Nechem works out, you can get on a calendar year also three crops. If you buy it the day after Rosh Hashanah and crop it the day before Rosh Hashanah, you can do it. But Tosfos says it's an unusual case. Standardly, to get three crops in 2 years, you'd have to work with full years. Okay. Shei Shonim Shebet Evet Ivri Minolon. How do you know it's calendar years? Not calendar years, it's full years from date of sale. Or Makor Shei Shonim Yavod Uvashvias. Uvashvias Nam Yavod. You have to work in the 7th year. So let's say you sell an Evet in Nisan. And you run it on calendar years till Rosh Hashanah will be 1 year. After that last Rosh Hashanah will be the end of 6 years. But he has to work into the 7th year. That tells me you got to go past the next Rosh Hashanah, Nisan to Nisan. Oh, Sheba Ben, now.
But Shemitah
would
be different.
What does that do Shemitah? Everything Shemitah. Shemitah goes on the calendar year, of course. What do Shemitah? Now, the Brisa says Sheba Ben v'Sheba Bas is full years. What does that mean? Sheba Ben, Sheba Bas, Lamai Hilchis. Omrav Gidl, Omrav, Linyan Erch. Not talking about our problems over here. We're talking about Erch. That Erch means the full, you need a full year. It's, when it says Ben Shishim Shon, it says Vomailo. So there we know it means the full, his full 60 years. But the others, it doesn't say Vomailo. So maybe when it says Ben Chomesh Shonim, it means on the calendar, which is actually less than 5 actual years of his life. How do you know that? That's what this Bryce mentioned, Ben Shababas. Rabbi Yosef Lepirk in the Yotze Doifin. No, it means the Gabi the Din we were taught. That's how we got to this. Because our Mishnah here said that at 20, if he or she doesn't bring Simona, by 20, he becomes a godly Ailes HaSoris. Those 20 years mean not 20 calendar years, but 20 years from the birthday. Oh, Omalei Abai, me pligis, is there, are you choylik on each other? Doctor, no, they're both true. We both are saying one each. Omalei Loyu. Omar, look, who am I chadav? I'm not mechana. He said one thing. I said when I chadav, they're both true. Velo pluginin, v'oganami mestabra. The isal kedaitach pligi. If he says a machloikis, then man the omar le'erchin. The first one who said it's talking about erchin, loy omar le'yitzedoyfen. He would hold that the 20 years of a soris or an island is not full years, but a calendar years. But we already had Rav Paskin, where Rav Hilchos of Bekula Pirkin Mesles. So we don't want anybody going up against him. Oh, so the shail is now like this. So they both say they're both true. So then why did each one choose his one in the Braisa? As the Braisa says, Chen Sheba Ben Hashem Abbas. The years of a Ben Abbas are full years from the birthday. So one says it's talking about Erech, and one says it's talking about our Perek. They both hold, both are true. So why did each choose that one to learn in the Braisa? Elamando Omele, Erech in my time alone, it's a Deifen. Poshet, do me the Hanach. Look at the rest in the Braisa. What are the rest? Kodshim. But the Archaima, Stei Achuzo, and Evidivri. Those are all Psukim and Chumash. The 20 years of an island, this is nowhere in the Torah. So that's why literary completeness. We want them all about the same thing. Dumi Dahana, Mahana the Ksiva, Nafaninami the Ksiva, the Ido, the Araman Domar. Hi, Shebeben, Shebebas. If you're talking about Erchin, it should have said Shebezocha, Shem Nekevo. The Lashon of the Pasuk, when it talks about Erchin, doesn't say Ben Bas, it's Zocha Nekevo. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rachmoni, Omer Rabbi Loza, Aloch Rabbi Yosef ben Kiper, Shomishum Rabbi Lezer. Now that's not like you get a full year. He held that you get 30 days in the 20th year. That's all you get. 30 days into the 20th year and it's over. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Ezkeve Esak, I'll be Zeich, I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael, Va'egmar L'Shmaitzim Epume Demora, and I'll check this out with the one who said it, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, did he really say that? That halacha kebelezer, that halacha kebelezer ben keeper. Keith Solik, when he went, Ashkelabaz, he found it. Omale, Amrit halacha kebelezer ben keeper. Did you really say halacha kebelezer ben keeper? Meaning that the 20 years of Soros and Eyes are not full years. It's really 19 years and a month, is really what it is. Did you really say that? Omale, I didn't quite say that. I said mistabra like him. I didn't say we pass like him. I said it's mistabra like him. Mistabra amre. Why? Like the Moridea had a problem. In the whole parak it says shona viyemecho, viyemecho. Here it doesn't. That's how we got started in this whole discussion. Is medekule pirkin toni yemecho v'hochalok toni shma mino mistabra kavose. But I never said aloha like him. Okay. Now. No, we pass like Rav. Kula Pirkin, you need full years. Now we're coming to Simonim that make godless. So we had in the Mishnah Mem Zayin, the Simonim we know are the Simonim Atachtoinim, the Cyrus. But the Mishnah gave Simonim for Nairis, for godless, on the Dadim also. The Mishnah called Boichel. Rashi says over there, it means there's the beginning of a development in the Dadim. Rashi said, Simon Dadim Ktsas, the Yodua Shevi Ashtay Cyrus, and she's a Naira. Even though that's not the determining Simon, but if you have that, we know that there are Cyrus. So let's see what's going on. Zogdi Mazi. Bos Simon Atachtin, if you have the Simon Atachtin, the Shnei Cyrus, Achelo Boho Elyon. She's a gedoyla. The simon elyon is not critical at all. The simon tachten is what makes godless. So if they have the simon tachten, she has the simon tachten, she doesn't have the simon in the dadim, she's a gedoyla. Oicheletzes, oimisyabemes. What about the other way? Boho elyon at sheloi bo atachten. We see the simon elyon, and it's seemingly we don't see the simon atachten. Afo pisha e efsher, that is a funny Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, even though it's impossible, you can't have the Elyon without the Tachtin. If the Elyon is there, you know for sure it's the Tachtin. Reb Meir Omer, lo choletzes, lo misabemes. We still treat her as a ketana. Now, the Mishnah will see, it's impossible. The Mishnah says impossible. What is Reb Meir saying? Why is she a ketana? Because the Simon HaTachtin didn't come. You just told me it's the Efshir. I was going to ask that way. Chachomim taka hold the Efshir. O choletzes, lo misabemes. Mepnesha omru, Efshir le Tachtin lo vashlaboye. That could be. The Simon Tachtin can precede the Simon Elyon. Aval i'efshel le'elyon lo v'atshlobo ha'tachtin. It's impossible. Okay, now I've got to figure out this Mishnah. First of all, what's my colleagues of Meir HaChachom? What's going on over here? At two, there's a psastira minehu bay. You're telling me. Reb Meir says, if the Elyon came and the Tachtin didn't come, she's still a ketan. Even though it's impossible for that one, it's impossible. It happened. Abzer may hold it happened. Afa pishi efshel v'haloi bo. What do you mean the Efshir? Reb Meir is telling me it happened. Reb Meir is telling me if the Elyon came without the Tachtin, she's still a Ketana. Meaning the Elyon came, the Tachtin didn't came. What do you mean it's impossible? Bahalei bo. Bo le Reb Meir, afal pi shi Efshir le Rabbonon. A very interesting way to read the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah says, bo ha Elyon, atshlo bo ha Tachtin, afal pi shi I Efshir, even though the Chachomim say it's impossible, Reb Meir holds it's possible. And since the Elyon is there, not the Tachtin, she remains a Ketana. What do you have to do in such a peculiar way? Say the Mishnah simple. Boelian, Remeya says, Lochalets, Lomisabemis, Chachom, Ochalets, Misabemis, Vano Yedan, and I'll know, Vano Yedano, the Mishum the Efshahu. What do you have to make a convoluted thing like that? Say, Boelian, say simple. Boelian, Remeya says she's still a Ketana. Why? Because Elian is meaningless. Chachom and say she's a gedayla. I'll figure out why. Because obviously they understood. If the alien came, the Tachtin came too. Zogimaze. Eloi tono afapisha e efshir. I would not have understood. Let's go ahead. Let's second. It says like this. Had the Mishnah not spelled it out, I would have learned the Rabbanan a little differently. Not that it's impossible, but that it's a roiv. That if the alien is there, the Tachtin is there. Mele the Rabbanan goes, Robos Aroy, make her a Gdoila. Remeya doesn't, maybe the famous Remeya Kashin Lemiyuto. So he's Choshe, she's a Ketana. But if the Rabbanan only go by Roiv, that would mean what? If we see the Simon Elyon, we can assume there's a Simon Atach. But let's say we say the Simon Elyon and we check, and there's no Simon Atach, then she'll still be a Ketana. Good Rav can tell you Rav, but I see the facts are that way. Comes the Mishnah to tell me it's not a Rav in the Chachomim. It's E-Efsher. It's impossible. They hold it's impossible to have Simen Elyon without Simen Tachton. So that means if she has Simen Elyon, and we check and there's no Simen Tachton, she's still a G'doyla. Like, where's the Simen? It fell off. That we wouldn't have known if the Mishnah didn't tell us that far. Hava amino roiv noshim tachten osi bereishu miyat elyon osi bereishu. Roiv, the tachten comes first. So roiv, if you have an elyon, you have a tachten. But there is a miyat of noshim that the elyon comes first. Reb Meir Zayakot Latay Meir made all the famous Balashita for Chayshin Lemiyuta. So he's Chayish Lemiyuta. Many any woman or girl who brings alien, we're Chayshish that the Tachton didn't come yet. Virabon on Latay Meir the Lo Chayish Lemiyuta. They go with the Roiv. We see the Simen Elyon. Roiv tells me if she has a Simen Elyon, Zot Simen Tachton is Hagdoyla. So going, yeah, but that's Hani Mila B'Stoma. In a Stoma case, she has Simen Elyon. Chayish was Tutzach and Simen Tachton. Roiv tells me it's a Simen Tachton. Avol Heichon the Botkon V'Lo Ashkon. But if they made a B'dik and they see there is no Simen Tachton, so she's a Ketana. We're not saying it's impossible. We're saying Roiv. Eim Modul Le Rabbanon Le Reb Meir Delyon Kodim Komashlon the Mish. It's not a Roiv in the Rabbanon. They hold it's an impossibility. It's a physical fact. If there is the Simen Elyon, there is the Simen Tachton. Komashlon the Efsher Elo Vaday Elo. One second, Vaday Osi. It zicha came. I would check. We don't find Cyrus. That's like we had before. And Daf Mem Vov Umenata who did not. They fell off. The kitzur the Gemara is remaining here with a machloek. It's a happens to be machloek in the Mitzvah. There's nothing we can do about it. The Rabbanan hold that if the Simen Elyon comes, then it must be the Simen Tachton is there. Reb Meir holds Roiv is that way, but Miyut is not. Reb Meir happens to be a Chashilim Yuta person. Meile bos Simen Elyon. It bos Simen Elyon. Mechayshu for the Miyut that she doesn't have Simen Tachton, and Mechayshu she's a Ketana. We won't let her do Chlitzo Yibum. So that means, in point of fact, according to the Rabbonon, you cannot have Tachton before you can't have it. Can't be. I'm sorry. You can't have Elyon. You can't have Elyon before Tachton. It cannot be physically. According to Rabbi, you can. Not most cases, but you can have the Simen Elyon before the Simen Tacht. Frank Digmor from a few psukim. Bishlon Rabbi Meir Hainu Diksiv Shodayim Nochoinu Usorei Al Simeach. It's in the Haggad that is possible. Talking about the development of Klal Yisrael before Chitzias Mitzrayim. But forget all about that. What's the portion of Pshat there? It says, Shodayim Nochoinu, that's the Simen Elyon. And then, Soreach Tzimeach, that's the Simen Tachton. It apostle says, you can have the Elyon before the Tachton. Heskel's marshaling always Klal Yisrael to the development of a girl. So it says here, Shodayim Nochoinu, and then Soreach Tzimeach. So according to Reb Meir, like Mashu explains, well, Zetzadayin, at least by Miyut Noshim, there are some a percentage, as 15% of women, it happens that way. But according to us, the Rabbanan, it's impossible. It's impossible. Cyrus come always before Shodayim. So what's read the apostle? El Rabbanan Ibchame Boyolei. Should say, Sorel Tzimechen Dan Shodayim Nechonu. Hochi Ko'ame. You're reading the apostle wrong. The apostle is good for telling you that. Kevin She Shodayim Nechonu. Be Yodua She Sorel Tzimechen. That's how you read the apostle. Okay. Bishul Rabbon and Ocha Posuk, if you broke him later there. Hainu the Siv, again, he's marshaling all his Klal Yisrael there to Isha Zoyna there. The Siv, Ba'asois mi Mitzrayim Dadayich, Leman Shteinu Reich. Now, the Kiev, the Gemara understood Posuk here, Shadei, not Miloshin Shodai, that's going to be the answer. It's Miloshin Shodi, to throw. Hashloch, to throw out. So they understood the posuk like this. Take a look at the Rashi there. Basos mi Mitzrayim dadayich, choyu Mitzrayim misachakim boch, umimachim dadayich. Why? Leman shteinu rayich, kidei that el lisanei felizno boch, shetiru yili ishu vatavoy limayris. That's it. Basos Mitzrayim dadayich. They were fooling around with you before you were gedoyla, but dadayich. So that they could be mezana with you when the Cyrus come. Why did the apostle is saying the Shodayim are there before the Cyrus? Again, according to Ramey, it was that sign, those miyut noshim. But according to Rabbona, it can't be. Physically, it can't be. Cyrus come before Dadayim. It's Bishwal Ramey, Rainu Sibasois Mitzrayim, Dadayim, Mashteinu Rayich, El Rabbona Nibchem Eboyele. Hochi Ko Omar, same trick. Kevan Shebosh Dadayich, Biyodua Shebonu Rayich. Yeah. Shod, Shodi doesn't mean throw. It's not. It means shodayim. The whole pasuk's not talking about the other simonim altogether. The pasuk is talking both about the shodayim. It's just saying two things. My shodi, kula bedadik siv. Shodi. The whole pasuk's talking about the dadik. V'hochi kol makodesh baruch li Yisrael. Ich repudadayich. Look, Rashi, kshehischilu legadol v'la akoyts loy hadusbach. He's giving Musa the class. When you were younger, they began to develop. You didn't do tshuva. Ish to do, they grew completely. Dadayich nami lo hadusbach. But kids, the whole pasuk is talking about shadayim. Okay, wait, whatever. It's a mitzvah, correct?
Why not just do the science?
The next time you're in Eretz Yisrael, ask one of the gedolim. The kulei alma nasakasha. What am I going to tell you? Next. But whatever it is, I mean, this we all know. We're handling though with two simon. This came first, that came first. Everybody agrees the critical simon that makes godless is the Seyor, is the Cyrus, the simon atach. Our only problem here is, can we deduce from the fact that there is a simon or Elyon that there is a simon atach? But everybody agrees the simon Elyon will not make godless at all. Basically, it's kind of irrelevant. For us, it's a simon to know there was a simon tach. Okay, so the kulei alma miyo atachten samchinen. That everybody holds. The simon, the critical simon in godless, is the simon atachten, minolon. So, like, very interesting limud. Omer Rebbe Yehuda Marav, chintona de Rebbe Shmuel Amakro, ish oi isho, this is the famous pasuk that we learned that noshim and anoshim are equal in onshim and lavin and all those things. Hisha akosu isha leish lechol onshim shabat Torah malchus. All those things except for mitzvahs and gromo noshim and anoshim are the same. So the Gemara, my ish besimen echod, af isha besimen echod. The ish only has a simen atachten; it doesn't have a simen elyon. So just like in an ish, the simen tachten is the critical factor for godless, so too by an ish. So, very good. That's a limud to tell me that the simen tachten makes godless. But maybe by an ish, there's another one also. In other words, it couldn't be that the simen tachten could be disregarded. Because since by ish it's crucial for godless, so by an ish it's also crucial for godless. Good. Maybe simen elyon also makes godless. Either one. Ve'ema ohai, ohai. Zogavaita we learn from ish. Just like by man there's only one, so too by ish there's also only one. And obviously that one has to be the simon atachten, because by an ish there is no simon elyon. Ve'ema ohai, ohai, ki ish, ma ish tachten v'loy elyon, af isho tachten v'loy elyon. Tanya nami ochi, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Tzodik, Kachoyim Meforshim B'Yavne Ve'Omru, Kevin Shebo Tachten, Shuvein Mashgichin Al Elyon. I don't care about the Elyon. The Tachten is the critical test of godless. Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Benois Krochim, Tachten Memayer Lovoy. City dwellers, the Tachten comes first. The Tais and the Rosh point out these Tanom are against our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah it says, according to us, Tachten always comes first. And even Remei, Roiv, and Mir, but it's not to do with where the people live. These are new Tanom with a new slant on life. It depends where these girls grew up. Benois Krochim, urban dwellers, Tachten Memahilovoi. By them, the Simna Tachten comes first. Mipnei Sheregilis Bemerchatzoyis. What that has to do with this, I don't know. I don't know. Benois Kvorim, if they come from Shtetlach, Elyon Memahilovoi. Why? There is an explanation. You understand? Toichanois Borechayim. And Rashi explains they do physical work with the arms. They use the arms a lot. They develop sooner on top. I don't know what the mechatzos has to do with anything. I don't know. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, another interesting zach. Benois Ashirim, Tzad Yemin, Mimar Lova comes first. Shenishoif ba'afkari susan. It's robbed. Afkari susan is as a mafir. It's like a shawl or a scarf. How did they touch it? Shawl. That hung over the right side. And since it would rub there, somehow it would get it to develop first on that side. Benosaniim tzad smil mimaylovo mipnei sheshoyavo is kadei mayin. They draw water, and I guess I don't know why they use the left side more. I don't know. People are saying they should noisen achayim al gesayim. They had to take care of the kids, so they were carrying him down. Okay, be that as it may. Do you have any explanation there? What in the world, based on my chatzos, has to do with it? Be that as it may. What? No, I'm saying why the city girls develop the bottom sim because they go to the base machatzos. No, we don't know. Okay.
He just says a mirror.
What?
He just says the mirror says the bathing wasn't.
Okay. Okay. I'm just looking more mean. Somehow the bathing gets the hairs to grow. Okay, I don't know. Put it on your list to check out. Okay. Next time. Okay. Okay, but the Rechon Efrek that did more important kasha. What's it did? Okay, these Tanoim, we got to know which came first, the top or the bottom, that we understand. What's the difference if the left side came first or the right side came first? Mali dos, mali yens. What I care, man. Who cares? So the Sant Nazach. It says in this Mishnah, Aloha, it says in the Mishnah, if you have the Simen Elyon, you can assume she's a Gedoyla. Because if the Simen Elyon is there, you know for sure, Zokta, that's only when the left side, in other words, when the full development on top, that's what he's telling you. In the Menos Hashim, where the right side develops first, if she has a developed right side, that doesn't necessarily mean that she has Cyrus. You need the full development, that's why he's telling you. So yeah, Allah, give me the Lalocha here.
You need both.
Yes, that's what he's saying. Since Benos Hashim, the right side comes first, so don't think if she has a developed right side, she has Cyrus. That's not what I said. That's what I just said. If you just see the right side, he's telling you, and Benos Hashim, the right comes first, so it doesn't mean it's full development. Or the other way. Okay, let's go. This is a little harder, my Zudu. Okay, tzad small kolom tzad yamin. Always, Reb Chanina ben Ochi, Reb Shulman, Meyodim lekolom tzad small tzad yamin. Chutz me'achas shehoise b'shchunotzi shekolom tzad small tzad yamin v'chozer le'ison. Okay, Tana Rabbona. It's a hard price. Let me send it. Tana Rabbona. Kol ha'nivdokos nivdokos al pinosh. All these bedikas can be made by noshim, and we rely on noshim. We pass kalach in Rambam. We give it over to his wife to check it out. Okay. Now comes the Machloikis. Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon are not so clear that we can rely on Noshim. Reb Yudah Oimer, Lifnei HaPerek, Ulachar HaPerek. Now, Rashi learns here that Lifnei HaPerek means, we had a Machloikis on Memvov, if you remember, Toich HaZman, Kalach HaZman. Simonim that come in that last year, are they nothing or do they count? Now, even though there it says Toich HaZman, and here it says Toich HaPerek, Toich says, Rashi, it's the same thing. So Lifnei HaPerek means before, let's say, by a girl, before she's 11. Ulachar HaPerek, that's after she's 12. Noshin Boit Kesoyson. Toich HaPerek ain't Noshin Boit Kesoyson. Why? She ain't Masiyin Sveikis Alpin Noshin. Now, the Gemara is going to explain this. We'll just give a little preview of what's going on over here. Let's figure it out. Toich HaPerek, an Isha can be Boidekis. Why? Because what's the problem? Toich HaPerek, whether it is Simonim or not, she's a Ketana. Before the 11th birthday, it's nothing. So what are you afraid of? She'll say she has Cyrus, will make her for a Gdoil on the Eidus of an Isha? No matter. She can say whatever she wants. A Ketana. Nothing changes Toich HaPerek. Problem is, what's this Bedika altogether for? Who needs a Bedika before she's 11? It's absolutely meaningless. The Gemara will say it's not meaningless. Because if the woman will say, I saw Cyrus before 11, and then will say a year later, those are those same Cyrus, that much will believe her to say that she's not a G'dayla. The Cyrus that are from before are no good. That much will be believed. So that's what this B'di, you don't have to make the B'di, but if you made it. Now, L'achar HaPerek, that's an interesting thing. L'achar HaPerek Noshim Boitkis. Why? Why is that? That means she can look at her after she's 12, say she has Cyrus, she comes to Gleish Meklitsa. I told him he can't rely on women. The answer is, like we learned, because we have Chazoka de Rova. There's a Chazoka there that any girl of 12 or boy of 13 has Cyrus. So together with the Chazoka, she's believed. But, Toicha Perek, we can't rely on the notion. Why? Because the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds not like we said before. We said before that Toich Hazman is Kalifne Hazman. We ignore Cyrus till the 12th birthday. We had a Tiyufta, we had a Gatsa Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds Toich HaPerik El Achar HaPerik. That means if a Cyrus is found in year 12, from 11 to 12, it'll make it for a Gedoyla. That you can't trust Anisha, because there is no Chazoka. That's what he's coming to say. That Anisha is not Nemenes. Reb Shimon Oimer, Af Toich HaPerik, Noshim Boit Kisoysen. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds Toich HaPerik is Kalifnei HaPerik. It's nothing, it's meaningless that Sire that comes the 12th year. It's just like at age 10, it's no difference. Mela, what's the problem? She's not going to be Gedoyla anyway, the Sires are worthless. This is the same as the Bedikin Reb Yehuda, but before the Perik. It'll only be worth something if she says it's there, and says it's there later. Now here, all the Rishonim are jumping. That means we have here Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, where the Toich Hazman is Kalach Hazman. We had a Gatsa Sugi before, with a Teyufta. He said this, when it says Teyufta, was Hilchas, I got the story. How can he say Teyufta when it's a Machlokes Tanoim over here? Kevin Zogin Teyufta, Chabkili Machlokes Reb Shimon. It's a problem. Toys learns different. The Rishonim say that we have it sometimes in Shas, and the Gemara can say Teyufta, it didn't know this Brisa. That Gemara didn't know this Brisa. So they said Teyufta, but they know Chanami. Later they discovered this Brisa, and it's Taka Machlokes Tanoim. Okay. Now, the Brisa continues also in enigmatic words. V'nemenes isha lahachmir, avaloy lahokil. What do we mean? Keitzah. Gidoyla hisha lo temoy. She can say she's a gidoyla, that she shouldn't make me a lachumra. Ketano hi shaloy tachot. That she could say. Avaloy nemenes loy mektane isha temoy. We won't believe her to say she's not to allow me in, nor will we allow her to say gidoyla isha tachot. Okay, now the Gemara takes apart the Brisa. Omamar. Reb Yehuda Omer, Lifnei HaPerek, Uliachar HaPerek, Noshim Boit Kisoysen. So the Gemara. Okay. Now again, they are going that we don't rely on Noshim. Ain Masi in Sveikis LaNoshim. So Zog Gemara says, Bishnu Lifnei HaPerek, I understand, there's nothing to trust her or not, she's a Ketana no matter what. She says, what is the Bedika mean altogether? Boy Bedika, again, the Rishonim point doesn't mean, boy, you don't have to make this bedik. You're not mechuyev to check every 9-year-old girl. Stop it. If you did it, the imishtakhe, what will it be worth? And if Cyrus are found early, so they're nothing, lachar aperek, and then we find those same Cyrus after she turns 12, shumo nino, we know it's a shumo. The Gemara goes to the extreme. The Gemara says, what do I have to check after 12? I have chazoka de Rova. Rova said that is a chazoka. Any girl that hits 12 and a boy that hits 13, there's a chazoka. So it's Simon. What are you checking for? It's all over. Now, we know the answer to that because the Gemara already told us on Mem Vov that we don't rely on that chazoka for chlitz, so only for me. The Gemara's going to say it. If Omar Rav Ketano Shigila Klal Shonoseo Einot Tzricho B'diko Chazoko Hevio Simonim. So Gemara, yeah, like we said before, Ki Omar Rav Chazoko Lemiun. It's enough for the Drabonon. Avo Lechalitza to allow it to make Chalitza. We're not going to rely on that Chazoko by a B'diko, and that B'dika can be made by an Isha. Because even though we're not soimecha noshim, but together with the chazoka says she has simonim, the isha says simonim, that's good. Okay. Now, toicha perik ain't noshim boit kisoyson, why not? Kosova toicha perik elachar aperik. Reb Yehuda holds that toicha perik is kelachar aperik. Meaning what? That if she brings a Cyrus in that 12th year, it makes her for a gedoyla. So we can't rely on the Isha. When the girl is after 12, we can rely on the Isha to say she has Cyrus to Gedoyla. Why? Because we have Chazoka de Rova. Chazoka de Rova combined with the Eidus of an Isha will do the trick. But in the 12th year, even if you hold Teich HaPerek, it's Kalach HaPerek. Meaning that in the 12th year, if she brings Cyrus to Etak Doilo, but there's no Chazoka that she'll bring Cyrus, that's for sure not. So without a Chazoka, we can't believe in Isha. So that's why Teich HaPerek, we won't let Noshim be Boydek. Teich HaPerek, Lach HaPerek, Ulach HaPerek, Dike Chazoka de Rovo, Den Samchinen HaNoshim, Ubatke Noshim. But Teich HaPerek, the Leke Chazoka de Rovo, Loi Samchinen HaNoshim, Velobatke Noshim. Reb Shimon comes and says what? Reb Shimon then came and said, Af Toich HaPerek. Why? Because he holds like we paskin on Mem Vov. Reb Shimon, Oimer, Af Toich HaPerek, Noshim Boit Kisoysen. Why? Because of a Toich HaPerek, Lifnei HaPerek. It's a meaningless thing. What's it for? Just like Teicha Perik before. She needs Bedika so that if these same Cyrus will be found a year later, we'll know they were there a year before, and we'll ignore them. Now, the end of the Braisa. Who's saying that? Kipshuta, what's going on? Pshuta, it's following after the words of Reb Shimon. What did Reb Shimon just say? Why? Because he holds Teicha Perik, it's Galifnei HaPerik. So no matter what happens, she's a Ketana. So what does it mean? She's an automatic Tana. It doesn't make sense. How could you say? She's believed to say she's a G'doyla Shalot Temoin. She's not believed to say she's a G'doyla. She's an automatic Tana. It's Teicha Perik. There's no way in the world she can be G'doyla. The words don't make sense. So the Gemara, Ibo Yisema Reb Yehuda about Teicha Perik. It's not going to go in Reb Shimon. It's going in Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds Teicha Perik is Kila Achar HaPerik, right? But so what are we saying? So she will not be believed. If an Isha will say she has Simonim in that 12th year, we won't believe her. Because there's no Chazak. What do you mean we won't believe? We won't believe it to make her a Gedoyla, to make Chalitza. But we'll believe her a Chumra. If a woman will come and say that in the 12th year I saw Cyrus by that girl, we're not going to let her be Memayenis. That much we'll believe the Isha La'achmir. Vibo Yisema, Reb Shimon, we're going in Reb Shimon, but not Teicha Perik, because Teicha Perik is not to talk about. La'achar HaPerik, that even when a girl is 12, the Isha's only believed L'chum, right? What happened? Chazoka Derova? The less like Chazoka Derova. Reb Shimon, Taka doesn't hold from Chazoka Derova. Meila, there's no difference after 12, before 12. An Isha can never be Nemenes on a girl to say she has Cyrus to allow Chalitza. Because we don't trust Noshim. We're not saying Mechon Noshim, and there is no Chazaka. Let's just finish up to the Mishnah Efshe. The Mishnah said, Ava Pishi Efshe, right? Right? And then the Mishnah repeated, by the Chachom, Omru Efshel Tachtin, Avali Efshel Elyon. We said that already in the Reisha. In the Reisha we said that Remeya holds it could be, but according to Chachom, it's impossible. Then the Mishnah repeats, Chachom says she's a Ketan, a Gedoyla. Why? Because it's Efshe for the Elyon to come before the Tachtin. It says it in the Reish. Rebbe wants to emphasize at the end, he repeats this statement that it's impossible to have the Elyon without the Tachlin, because he means to say, because that's how I hold, to push it. So you don't need that. What do you need it for? Pshita, Yochid Ram, Aloch Gerav. Schar Remeim, of course we're going to pass it like the Chachom. What do you have to repeat it for? So Gimor, Mao, the same more interesting, Mistabra time in the Remeia. This is not Sama Yochid Verabim. We had two Psukim, if you remember, in Yecheskel, that are much more like Remeia. We pushed it. So I would think, even though it's Yochid Verabim, here I'll pass it like the Yochid, because the Psukim go his way. So Rebbe wanted to emphasize, no, we paskin like the Chachomim. So he repeats that statement, which is the crucial statement of Chachomim, that it's impossible to have a Simen Elyon without a Simen Tachten. Now the same is Stabber time to make of Sayle Kroy Kamashmon. Ibo Yisema, a literary problem. You know why I repeated it? Mishum the Koboy Lemisne Kayotzi. But the next Mishnah follows right off of that. That first Mishnah told us that you can have Mishnah, you could have Tachten without Elyon, but she can't have Elyon without Tachten. What do you call it? It's a one-way logic. This. What's the word? This A arrow B. What do you call it? A forces B, but B doesn't force A. Got to say that. Now the Mishnah is going to go to the whole rest of the perek. Nothing to do with neither things like that. We can have A will force B, but B doesn't force A. So we wanted to come off the final statement. It's not la halacha. Just the final statement is you can have Simon Tachta without Simon Elyon, but you can't have Simon Elyon without Simon. So too in a klicheres. That's what we mean.